Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
We often talk a lot about what niches we should be selling our print-on-demand products in, but I realized we skip right past the question of what print-on-demand products should we actually be looking to sell. Now, my favorite marketplace to sell on is Amazon, and in today's video, I want to talk about what Amazon products we should be looking to sell that are print-on-demand, right? So we have a massive catalog of potential products to offer, and I'm going to show you how I leverage free information to guide my decision-making process. So let's get to it. So we're going to be focused on the Amazon.com marketplace, the biggest online marketplace for e-commerce. No coincidence that it's my favorite. You guys know I sell FBA, I sell merch, I used to sell KDP. So Amazon is a great place just to occupy online real estate with products that have automated fulfillment. Now, before I show you the research process, speaking of selling products with automated fulfillment, you need to check out Printful that has a massive product catalog. You can join for free. I'll put my link in the description at the very top. Go ahead and click product catalog on the left-hand side. You'll notice very quickly that they have just a ton of different products that we can sell. You may have seen my Printful hats video that I dropped just a few weeks ago. I'll link to it in the YouTube cards as well in case you missed it. But I've been selling hats since, I believe it was like late 2017, and I've made over $100,000 profit. If I can do it, I know you can do it. So make sure you check out that video. Now let me move myself over here to the left-hand side. That denim hat over there, I think that's interesting. It's a little bit kind of out there, maybe even the tie-dye hat as well. But why don't we click the denim bucket hat just as an example. And now I'm going to jump on over to Amazon, okay? This is what I really wanted to highlight in this video. And I'll do a couple examples. But on Amazon, if you click into the search bar, you'll know that it will show you, well, number one, what you previously searched for. As you can see, we had to get some dog treats for the boys. Number two, though, you can see that I can go ahead and type in denim bucket hat, and because I use a free Chrome extension called AMZ Suggestion Expander, I get all of these additional suggestions from autocomplete, which is based on real Amazon search data, for free, for nothing. It just happens automatically. So what's not to love, guys? This Chrome extension, again, is called AMZ Suggestion Expander. I will also link to it in the description. It's completely free. It's got over 200,000 users for a reason. So now it's like, should I sell these denim bucket hats? And if I want to, what kind of hints are included from Amazon autocomplete? You can see infant denim bucket hat. So I don't think Printful has it stocked for infants, but that's interesting. Oversized. So that might be a keyword you want to include. Toddler denim bucket hat, black denim bucket hat. So the black color, maybe we want to lead with that. Another baby denim bucket hat. So a lot of interest in that for kids. That's interesting. You can see for women, for girls, large with strings. Okay, interesting, interesting. Now I can go ahead and just say like denim bucket hat for women right here. And here on this page, we can see what would be our competition if we do end up thinking this is worthwhile. A lot of these are plain, but if we come across some embroidered designs, for instance, we've got this one right here, this one right here. This would be a great place to start. As you can see here, 1,251 ratings. Now, we are probably going to have to price higher than this you may be like, but Ryan, why would anybody buy from us? Well, just got to trust me. I don't know how else to put it. I've been doing this for over 7 years, and you may not become the number one bestseller if you're charging a little bit more than your competition, but you can still lock in plenty of sales. I mean, that's the name of the game to me. So I like that as a flower design. Here's another one with a smiley face. So if we go over here to Printful, we can go ahead and we've already clicked the denim bucket hat. I'm going to go ahead and click create product template. It's going to launch the design maker, which you may or may not have seen. When you push to Amazon, by the way, you can go ahead and select all of the colors to make them all available. There's no harm done in that. They will all just be listed there as available options. Now, next up on the left-hand side, we can either go to clip art or quick designs. I just want to show you how easily quick art can be used, or clip art, sorry, can be used. So you can just scroll through what's already here, or you can do a search and just type in something like flower. Go ahead and check out the results. Now, it's pretty simple, but simple is actually good for embroidery. Embroidery has to be simple. You can't put like fine detail or distressed texture in embroidery. So I'm gonna go ahead and just click this flower as an example right here. As you can see, you can actually change up the color of the threads used. So I could make that like yellow if I wanted to, or green, whatever I want. You know what I mean? I often keep it simple and just do white on the darker colored hats. So that is one example. I also really quickly, while we're here, wanted to show you that you can go to quick designs on the left-hand side. And under quick designs, again, you can just type in whatever it is that you're looking for. I guess we did a flower. Why don't we do like smile, since we did see the smiley face hat right here. It has 3,143 reviews also. That is incredible. Smiley. I don't know. Maybe the clip art has it. Smile. Okay, so the clip art had the smile that we needed. And the quick designs had the flower. So there we go. We've got the smiley face right there. Let's go to quick designs, just type in flower and show you guys one more time. I like this design since we have a lot of space for the design itself. We can then go ahead and click into the leaves. It chose the kind of darker colored green thread, but they actually have a lighter color green thread. So I'm gonna switch it to that. I think it'll contrast better, and then I'll switch the other one as well. This is just me kind of doing an example of how I might go about this. And boom, you've got your denim bucket hat with the floral embroidered design based on what we saw on Amazon, based on actual interest shown to us by the AMZ suggestion expander. What do you say we come back to the product catalog and find at least one more example? So how about we go to, like, I don't know, home and living, and just explore what types of products Printful has that we can sell. So they've got canvas, art, they have water bottles, coffee mugs, stickers, flags, pet bowls, notebooks, napkin sets. That could be interesting. I'll open that one up and kind of consider that. Maybe let's keep looking though and see if we see anything else. Placemat sets. Okay, so placemat and napkin sets. Maybe we do a set of both and have them match. That could be done. Table runner. Okay, also interesting. Christmas stocking, tumbler with straw. How about table runner as well? So all we have to do, guys, come back here, type in table runner. Just see what suggestions we get. So we have over there on the left-hand side, suggestions related to the size. Here, keywords before, sage green. So write down that as an idea. Western table runner, 4th of July. So, hey, opportunity's knocking. That's going to be here before we know it. Time is flying. set of six. So, I mean, hey, when you market this, guys, even though you can sell it and Printful's fulfilling, you could have, oh, that's table runner and placemats. I mean, you could get crafty here and combine these listings. It may require some manual work though, unless you want to get real complicated, probably more complicated than I want to go. Keywords after: gold, blue, pink, black, sage green, bulk. So just interesting. For round table, so we don't really control that. For wedding, for baby shower. So there you go. In terms of niches, 4th of July, baby shower, wedding, Kentucky Derby even, okay? On Amazon merch, you want to say Kentucky Derby, that is a no-go. But on Amazon Seller Central, you're allowed to say for Kentucky Derby without it being immediately considered IP infringement. So something that you could, and also there's also a search terms field that's a back-end keyword for your listing where you can include terms like Kentucky Derby and not have to worry about, you know, IP infringement or anything like that. It's really just for getting indexed on additional terms that are not going to be visible on the front end of your listing. Of course, this is why I have a full print on demand course with an Amazon module amidst all the other valuable information that teaches you all that. So I think there's a lot of potential here. Like, let's just click 4th of July and look at what's out there in terms of our competition. This is, you know, this could be fun. Sit down, spend 30 minutes just designing and creating a few product listings on Amazon fulfilled by Printful for table runners. I love the idea of selling products that are a little bit out there. You know what I mean? A little bit contrarian. Everybody else is focused on selling t-shirts and coffee mugs, which are the bread and butter of my business. So I'm lumping myself in there. And you zig while other people zag and do something a little bit different, have a little bit less competition. I love that idea. We know 4th of July is coming. We know it's huge. Okay. After that, you can sell placemats. We saw even consider a combined listing, like custom placemat. I don't even know if you want to say custom per se, but let's just type in placemat here or placemat, table, placemat, and see if we get any ideas. So kitchen, round, coffee table, center. You know, sometimes, guys, you just need to honestly click some of these. Like, you could say for kids, okay? We hit for kids. I bet you anything, we see some design inspiration after that. So we have the animal alphabet. We have Disney princesses, which I would stay away from. that listing won't last long. We have a underwater, kind of under the sea. We have fruit over here. And again, it's the ABCs with fruit. So guys, that's really what I wanted to show you in this video. I mean, the AMZ suggestion expander is putting additional information at our fingertips for free, okay? There's no reason not to use that as the start of your research journey. When it comes to Printful, there's a ton of different products that you can sell on Amazon. They have the direct integration. On Etsy, of course, they have that integration. On Walmart, on eBay, you name it, it's there. So how about exploring and having some fun with other product types and leverage this search data to make better informed decisions, right? Don't just like say, I'm gonna sell a placemat and then think that you know best. Go research what is selling on Amazon and leverage the autocomplete. That data is extremely valuable and they give it to us for free. So what's not to love there, guys? So check out everything I referenced in this video. Gonna be linked at the top of the description, including Printful and of course, AMZ Suggestion Expander. Hope you found this helpful. Let me know in the comments and please like and subscribe on your way out. I'll see you soon with a new video.